The first thing that we want to do is go into the BIOS configuration utility, which on different machines is accessed in different ways via F1, F2, delete, whatever. And under configuration, there's a couple things that we want to do. The first thing that we want to do is we want to modify the CPU. Under CPU, we should find the Intel Virtualization Technology, or AMD Virtualization Technology, and you want to make sure that that is enabled. That is the piece that is required for Hyper-V, and it gives you the hardware-assisted virtualization. On the main screen of the configuration, you'll find security. Under security, you'll go to memory protection. That's where it is on my machine. This setting might be in different places depending on your BIOS, but what you're looking for is a data execution prevention. You want to enable data execution prevention. That is also required for Hyper-V. The last thing that we're going to do in BIOS is we're going to go ahead and go into your boot configuration, and we're going to make sure that the system is set to boot to CD. Or go ahead and save the configuration and exit, and whenever you reboot, you should be able to boot to the DVD. When it starts loading from the DVD, you'll see it press any key to boot from DVD. Go ahead and press the space bar or enter, whatever.